from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Record numbers of candidates, political parties and women gear up for St. Lucian elections on December 3rd. Pressure mounts on President Aristide to fire his prime minister and overhaul the government. And three killed in a border dispute the governments of Guatemala and Belize promised to investigate. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia ended a record-breaking nomination day today ahead of December 3rd elections. More candidates, more political parties and more women than ever are gearing up for the poll, which is just over a week away. From Castries, Pete Ninval has a profile on the contenders.
History will record this election in superlatives. The most candidates, nearly 50. The youngest, Esther Lee, barely 21 years old. And the most women, 9. The history books will also record an unprecedented five-cornered fight for the Castries central seat, pitting young Esther Lee against four others, including the incumbent, Sarah Flood Beaubrun, and former Prime Minister Dr. Vaughan Lewis. Also in the battle for the Castries central seat is Freedom Party leader Lennox Lawrenson and young Christopher Hunt, who heads the most unusual party ever to have put in an appearance locally, the Staff Party, whose symbol is a rum bottle. Staff Party leader Christopher Hunt says, tonight, when the group holds its official launching, it will abandon its satirical profile